This is program number LW2304. Well, once upon a time, there's a slave named Androcles. Hi, this is Larry West. That's the way one of Aesop's famous stories starts. Androcles was a slave cruelly treated by his master. One day, when the opportunity came, he escaped to the forest. In his wanderings, so goes the story, Androcles came upon a lion. Now, his first instinct was to turn about and flee. Then he noticed that the lion seemed to be in great distress and was moaning and whimpering pitifully. As Androcles came nearer, the lion put out his paw, which was swollen and bleeding. Androcles saw a large thorn in one of the lion's toes. Quickly, Androcles pulled it out and bound up the wounded paw. Well, to show his gratitude, the lion licked the man's hand like a dog, and then he led him to his cave for shelter. Every day after his wound had healed, the lion would go hunting in the forest and return with fresh meat for his master to eat. Well, one day, when Androcles and the lion went out together, they were both captured and taken to the city to be used in the circus. They kept the lion hungry then for several days and planned to throw Androcles to the lion just to entertain the people who had come to the circus. Well, the day came. The emperor and his court came to the arena to view the spectacle. Androcles was unchained and led out into the amphitheater. Then the lion was let loose. Then the lion rushed out, bounding and roaring toward his victim. As soon as he came near Androcles, though, he recognized his friend. And to the surprise of the audience, the lion fawned up against the slave, whom everyone had expected to see torn to shreds. Pleased by this unusual spectacle, the emperor summoned Androcles to him, and the slave told him the story. The emperor then pardoned the slave and freed him, and the lion, too, was set loose to return to his native forest. The story has a moral to it. True gratitude is that which expresses itself in return. You know, Helen Keller's best friend was a lady named Ann Sullivan. Ann Sullivan was born at Feeding Hills, Massachusetts. I don't know if you know much about her or not, but she was born in poverty. Ann Sullivan was even herself now, get this, she was half blind. Her mother died, and Ann went to the poorhouse. It was at Perkins Institute for the Blind that doctors performed a brilliant operation in later years and restored her sight. She then devoted herself to the care of the blind. Meanwhile, down south, a baby was born, a girl named Helen Keller. She was born a normal child, but she contracted a brain fever that destroyed her sight and hearing before she was 2 years old. Because of that condition, she could not speak. Blind, deaf, and unable to speak, Helen Keller came under the care of Ann Sullivan. In two haggling weeks, Ann finally was able to teach Helen 30 words, spelling them by touching her hand. Under that system, Helen Keller finally learned enough to enroll in a preparatory school and eventually graduated even from Radcliffe College, a tough assignment even for a normal person. She learned to read Greek, Latin, German, and French, all in Braille. She then rose to national fame, all because of the help of her best friend, Ann Sullivan. The two of them were inseparable for 49 years. Well, I don't know if you know the end of the story, but Ann Sullivan herself once again became blind. It was then, during the later years, that it was gratitude expressed in return. It was Helen Keller who taught her friend Ann Sullivan how to overcome blindness. She spent the hours, the effort, the dedication, schooling her former teacher as devotedly as Ann Sullivan had schooled her. There's an old Russian proverb that says, "An old friend is better than two new ones." Because of what Androcles did for the lion, because of what Ann Sullivan did for Helen Keller, it would take something stronger than a nuclear blast to destroy the friendship. And let me tell you, there's no better friend that you yourself have than the one who calls himself Jesus. Not death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing, the Bible says, shall be able to separate that person who comes to God from God's love. How are you treating your friend today? I'm talking about Jesus Christ. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.